Chapter 8. Mr. Thomas Marvel. Thomas Marvel was a vagabond. He was a short, fat man with a round face, a big nose, and a beard. His shoes and clothes were very old. That afternoon, Mr. Marvel sat in a field not very far from the town. He had an old pair of boots in his hand. They were good, strong boots, but too big for him. The boots he wore were more comfortable, but were too thin to wear in the rain. Suddenly, Mr. Marvel heard a voice next to him.
"They're ugly, but they're good boots."
"Yes," agreed Mr. Marvel, "they are good boots."
Mr. Marvel turned to look at the boots of the person who spoke to him, but there was no one there.
"Am I drunk?" he asked himself. "Am I dreaming? I heard a voice. Was it my imagination?"
"Don't be frightened," said the voice. "You did hear a voice."
Mr. Marvel tried to stand up, but something pushed him down.
"Now do you believe that I am here?" asked the voice. "Or do you still think you are imagining it? It's very simple. I am invisible."
"Do you think I'm an idiot?" asked Mr. Marvel. "If you are real, give me your hand."
He felt a hand take his hand and pull him to his feet.
"I need help," said the voice. "I have no clothes. I have nothing. You must help me find some clothes and somewhere to live, and then some other things. Help me, and I can do marvelous things for you. An invisible man is a man of power. But if you do not do what I tell you to..."
He stopped talking and hit Mr. Marvel on the arm. Mr. Marvel screamed in terror.
"I'll help you," Mr. Marvel said. "Tell me what to do."